You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Just a quick pause on the show here. I told you before, earlier in the show, that when faced with temptation, give in immediately, because eventually you're going to give in, and look at all the fun you'll miss. See? That is my words to live by. And here's an example. When we went down to Erie about a week ago, and went for some world-famous pepperoni balls that are actually sold on QVC, I think. But they're world-famous pepperoni balls, and bought some and brought them back, and they were yummy. They're really good. And the first thing I started thinking about is, when I need more, we'll make the 90-mile trip to Erie. We'll go right to the source, right? And then I get a letter. I haven't gotten a letter in a couple of years. And it's from Nancy. Nancy was one of the people that went on a couple of trips with us overseas. And she said, I know you said your email wasn't working properly, so I thought I'd write you a letter. She said, we live in Erie and came on two of your trips, which I knew, and we'll be happy. We come to Buffalo a lot. We'd be very happy to bring whatever you need from that pizzeria. And I'm thinking, oh my God, unlimited pepperoni balls. And their pepperoni bread is spectacular. So now, yeah, that's a temptation. Now, I would have replied to Nancy saying, well, thank you, that's very thoughtful of you, but we're fine. No, I'm not saying that. Nancy, go out and rent a U-Haul. Get as many pepperoni balls as you can possibly fit in a U-Haul. I will mortgage the house. Okay, that's it. But it's very thoughtful of them. I actually, in real life, would say, get a U-Haul. That was very nice, very thoughtful of Nancy. I did not know any of the people that went on our trips were from Erie. Driving through Erie to get to the pizzeria, I recognized parts of it. Remember, I was there 3 years ago, but it was a long time ago. Okay, so the president changed his mind on our lead story. So our lead will now be Mother's Day. How do you intend to celebrate Mother's Day? And a second, which is very, very important, is this the new norm? Is this the new normal? Face masks, social distancing, very little people at sporting events. I don't see how that's going to work at all. But is this the new normal? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Mr. Beamer, you have some Facebook, please.
Yes, and we will start on Facebook asking, Mother's Day will be having a different look this year. Exactly what you just said. And we'll start with Eric, who says, Mom will be... Well, Eric, we're not going to give your mom's age on the on air. In September, I'm concerned about her getting the virus, so we're celebrating from home. I got her a real nice card.
Oh, a card is fine. Nothing wrong with that. It shows you remembered, and that's the key. That is the absolute key. Just remember, she's your mother, And according to our father, you're our father. So, and we'll buy that. So what else you got?
All right. Dawn says, I bought a balloon display for my mom's house and a hanging plant. Really wish we could all go out for brunch, hopefully next year.
Gee, I wonder if that was my daughter, Dawn, that sent that. I'm sure she's got a big gala celebration plan. Well, that's very nice. I mean, these sound very good if you can do them. Do you have another?
I do. Nancy says, oh, I'm sorry. We're not going with Nancy's. We're going to go with Liz, who says.
What happened to Nancy?
Don't you want to know what happened to Nancy.
No, Nancy shouldn't have made it to the queued page.
Oh,
I apologize. That's
Nancy,
on me.
Okay. So that'll be on our unseen forbidden list.
It's a Showtime show we're putting together for everyone.
It will be available for $29.99.
And you can put together your rowboat with it. Okay, what do you got?
All right, so Liz says, we go out every year for brunch with my parents for Mother's Day. Obviously, this year, not only can we not go to brunch, we can't go visit mom. So I am having brunch sent to her from our favorite place that is offering pickup service. I will deliver it, leave it on the front porch, and my father has agreed to cook brunch for mom.
Well, that's a good idea, too. People are being very creative with this. You don't want to just let it pass with the excuse that in the situation we're in now, it's just not workable. It is workable, and I like the thought of ordering things delivered. It shows that you do care and you do remember. It doesn't get much better than that. We're asking, what is this the new normal, too? That's the second question. If it is, it's pretty sad if it is. I mean, we can deal with this in short spurts, and that's what we're in now. We're still in a short spurt. It's only been a short amount of time, but I think long-term, it would be the end of restaurants. And in fact, you know what was sad? I saw, actually, written by Rocco Termini, who's got a good level head on his shoulder as a developer. He also owns a restaurant, I guess. I did not know that. He predicts that only one out of three will survive. It's a very low survival number as far as the Buffalo restaurants are concerned. Bernie, what was that number? Do you remember? Only one out of three would survive. One out of three would go out of business. So that's a third of the restaurants you go to, if you flatten the curve, won't be there anymore. That's sad. That's sad. I love going to restaurants. Restaurants are a big part of our life, and I'm surprised at how much restaurant eating there is. It used to be because if you didn't have a lot of extra money, you didn't go to restaurants that much when I was a kid. Now everybody goes to restaurants all the time because we have all different levels of what they cost and different food choices. I think restaurants are a big part of the American life. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, yes, I promised you before the last break that I would tell you, because it fits in with what the new norm might be, I would tell you what Tom Bowerly and I disagree on. The president said a little while back he expects there to be a vaccine by the end of the year. And a lot of people and a lot of people looking toward that as a look of hope, okay? My position is I'm glad he said it because it does give us hope. He must have seen something that looked promising. There's no guarantee, but if it looked promising and he said that he talked to the scientists and they expect they have a chance to come up with something by the end of the year, and him saying that he thinks there's a good chance we might, or just a chance, actually, that we might have a vaccine, I find nothing wrong with that at all. Tom's position is false hope is worse than no hope. No, I don't buy that at all. And the reason he says it's false hope is because no vaccine has ever been found to cure any of those viruses that we're looking at now, the 19. There are others that they have no cure for as well. So because it's not happened, his position is it won't happen. My position is because it hasn't happened, it does not mean it won't happen, simply because every vaccine we have now, before we found them, there was no cure for them. And then suddenly a cure came up. whether it was for polio or this or that, all of those things we used to worry about that no longer have to worry about because of vaccines. And every one of those vaccines, before they were invented, we had never seen them. Nobody had been able to cure them. And then one day it happened where a scientist discovers it, the Salk vaccine for polio, for instance, and that's that. So that's where Tom and I disagree. I think the president's part of his job, and he even said it yesterday, he is supposed to be the cheerleader for the country. Okay, I think part of it is to show that there don't give up, there is some hope. Can you imagine if Churchill during World War II talked to the population and said, there's no hope, you should just give up? No, no. Unbelievable odds, and they got through it and they won.
Well, if you look at vaccines, and I saw a video that the earliest we had ever developed one was in 4 years. And the way it was explained, the reason that it takes so long is because of the testing and the trials that they have to do.
Yes, it takes a long time to get a new drug to the market, too, as well. So that's where we differ. He thinks it's false hope. And since it's never been done, it's never going to be done. My attitude is it is giving us hope. And yes, I'm not giving up. I'm not saying that it'll never happen. So that's basically our difference of opinion. It's a matter of timing and outlook. But I'm not ready to throw in the towel on any of this stuff. But we're asking, is this the new normal? Is this the new normal? I hope it isn't. Because it's things you can't see. I think that's part of what really gets to you. You can't see it. You don't know where it is. And a lot of questions when they talk about, okay, we're cleaning this or we're cleaning that. That's nice. How long does that cleaning last? Will it last an hour? Will it last a day? If you're, we did a lot of features today on cleaning of large outdoor venues like stadiums and things. Okay, they've cleaned the whole stadium, front to top, the bottom and back, and boom. How long will that last? Is it different the next day? Is there a game and then it's still good for the game? I don't know. They don't talk about that too much. And I can't imagine like Disney losing right now billions of dollars because we heard the numbers on the early morning newscast. Imagine trying to clean the Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, yeah, they can turn on the lights, and I'm sure there's some kind of normal cleaning for those things, but to get it antiseptically clean, I'm not really sure about that. And I guess they're going to open one of their parks overseas, see how that goes pretty soon. Meanwhile, let us go to line one, and that would be Daryl from Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Well, let's see. I think I'm getting a little tired of listening to all the doctors. So I think maybe it's time that they kind of back off a little bit, you know, because it's getting a little extreme.
Well, would you rather have them pack it up and go home?
No, there's not. They're all going to be there. We know that.
Sure,
you're going to hear about it. I mean, I got to agree with Tony. I was working for the chemical company. I did some research stuff. 5 years to do it. When they were doing a product, it took 5 years before they could release it or even go into mass production and all that stuff because everything had to be checked out. There was a stuff, you know, if you made a poison to take and kill, you know, some kind of bug, is it going to go into the food product that you're trying to spray and all that stuff?
Well, here's a plot for a Stephen King novel. What if suddenly they found that the virus was coming in through tap water?
Yep.
And you've been told to wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Do not touch your face. Can you imagine that?
Yep. And I don't even want to go into the possibilities because we know we have this country has a lot of enemies and we are so vulnerable.
Yeah, so I understand that. I also believe that we have really good people working on a tough project with almost unlimited funding, probably, from large companies that would really benefit The country would be benefited, but the companies would be astronomically benefited. And so we got the best people with unlimited budgets asked to go and find a cure for this or find a vaccine for it. I can't believe that it is smarter than everybody. It may take a while to figure it out, but I'm not ready to give up on it.
I got a side. Can I do a sidebar?
I got. What's it on?
No, just you guys were talking about the wine before.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
About it for your wedding? Is that what you're thinking about? Or
no, we're just talking. I was joking around like I'm so bored I'm going to take up drinking.
No, I was going to say if you want to. If you guys were thinking about possibly getting some special wine,
yeah,
go down to the Finger Lakes Wine Trail.
Oh, I've been there, yeah.
Hey, you could spend a day down there. You, of course, you don't drink, so you'll have...
I don't drink, but I was the designated driver. The wine trail, Finger Lakes, is fabulous. And yeah. We've got good wine up here in Niagara County, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, go over to the other one, Niagara on the Lake.
Yep. Niagara on the Lake is fabulous. I used to do commercials for one of the hotels there, and I'm in love with that town. It is such a special place to be.
Did you ever get to the bakery in Niagara on the Lake?
No. Cindy at the time kept me from going there, but we did a lot of walking and enjoying and really enjoyed our time there.
Yeah, I don't know. When you mentioned that, I just happened to think of it because my daughter-in-law does part of the publicity stuff for...
Oh, well, the Niagara on the Lake is a fabulous place. My only question now would be they'll have to open up the border, or we can't go unless we parachute in, yeah. Because right now the border is basically closed.
If you were thinking about it. And the other one you can do, there's custom crafters for beer. You guys talking about that?
Yeah, beer and wine.
Beer?
Do they have any wild women or... anything like that up there?
I don't know about that. I can't speak for that.
Wild English women. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Daryl from Medina. All right. Here's what we're talking about. Let me just check Daryl's name off the list here. There we go. We're talking about two things. Mother's Day, how do you plan to celebrate it under the circumstances right now? And is this the new normal? Is this, Peggy Lee, is this all there is? If you were just born into this and you were used to it, maybe it wouldn't be so difficult, but we're not. We're used to free travel. We're used to doing basically what we want to do. We're used to popping in. If the doctor sees us, something's wrong, we get a pill or a shot or information on what to do. And being at the mercy of this virus is not what we're used to. But is this the new normal? Is this what we can expect for the rest of our lives? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. If you were with us at the beginning of the show, we had the first subject all set up, all laid out, with all the information, and the president changed his mind on exactly what we were talking about. So we took a detour, and we're asking about this. Mother's Day is Sunday, and how do you plan to celebrate? There are some florists that deliver. There are different things you can do, I guess, but it is kind of restricted. Can't just go to a nice restaurant and have a sit-down dinner. That's not possible. How are you doing cards, homemade cards, especially if you have children, so there'll be a card to grandma. That would be very welcome, I'm sure, but other creative things, we'd like to hear from you. Also, is this the new normal? Is this it? It's Peggy Lee saying, is that all there is? She found out that there was more to life than the circus clown and the high wire act and things like that. Is this it? Is this what we can expect to be normal? Wearing masks in public, staying 6 feet away on either side, in front and back, going to a sporting event that might have 5,000 out of a stadium that holds 80,000. I mean, it's going to be very weird. Let's hope it doesn't last very long. And Rocco Termini, his prognostication, and he's a developer and a restaurateur, says that one out of three Buffalo restaurants he thinks won't even reopen. That's sad. Especially the little mom-and-pop places that rely on good neighborhood traffic. That would be very sad. If at all possible, when we do get back to, quote, normal, unquote, you go out and have a meal to help keep the restaurants open. All right, what do we got here? How about line three, Jerry in Kenmore. Jerry, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, I have something to say kind of about the first thing, and it's not directly related to what the president changed his mind about. But on a side note, I do help run a restaurant in Kenmore, and we are doing very well. Our customers are very loyal and go out of their way to at least order once a week. And we've actually added staff back. We've had growth.
Wow, well, that's good news. I like to get a little bit of good news every once in a while. What else is on your mind?
Well, the other thing that most restaurants don't realize is if you have spacing like they want, 20%, takeout is still going to be a very important part of your repertoire moving forward for the next year or so.
I like that because I would order takeout on some restaurants that I don't get to very often because it's good to sample other menu selections from other restaurants. And you're right. I have a friend whose daughter owns a pizzeria and a lot of walk-up business. Take it home and enjoy it.
All right. On the other subject, I have always been concerned that all we hear from is doctors. Doctors have two goals in life. They take an oath for it, do no harm and save everyone. It wasn't possible in this situation to save everyone. How come we don't hear from psychiatrists and psychologists and economics and strategists? This team is built incorrectly if it's all doctors. It's flawed. All it does is look to day to day or week to week. It never looks at the big picture.
The psychological side of this can be totally unreported about people, even in a short amount of time. We, you know, we haven't been cloistered that long, according to the calendar. But to some people who have never been through it or just get, you get nuts looking at the four walls, the psychological impact can be devastating.
Yeah, I think the team is full of running backs. We needed some linemen and some quarterbacks and some wide receivers. I'm tired. The doctor's going to tell you the same thing all the time. It's always an infectious doctor or, give me something different, a different angle. Sometimes the best way to look at something is from a different angle.
Oh, I agree with that. I totally do. Hey, you've given us some things to think about. Thank you very much, Jerry.
He just got me excited. He talked football.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, so far, that is the big hitter, because luckily for football, we are as far away from their season as we could be when we started this, and who knows where it'll end. That will be the tiebreaker, football. If we can't see football like we are used to it, either on television, it would be different on television and in person. In person, think about social distancing at the stadium. I don't think you can.
You can't. How are you going to high-five somebody? You can't touch them?
Yeah,
virtual high-five?
Besides that, what if mom and dad and the two kids want to go?
Okay.
Does mom sit 6 feet away from dad, who sits 6 feet away from junior, who sits 6 feet away from little miss? That's just side-by-side. Then in front, 6 feet in front, 6 feet in back. That means you could sell, like, only two seats out of the 8 or 10 seats you get now.
I've been to games like that in the mid-80s.
Oh, yeah.
When they were terrible and nobody showed up.
I programmed one of those. One of my first ones when I was producing them for KB Radio was against the Giants. That's when the stadium held over 80,000. We had 21,000.
I think I was at that game.
Do you know how weird that is, that stadium with 21,000 people?
Me and my buddy kept getting up and going to different areas of the stadium to sit.
Well, configuring the way we would have to configure, unless they come up with a different way to do it, it would look like a ghost town. I think they're better off not putting anybody in there than putting like 5,000 people in there.
And then piping in artificial crowd noise? I would not like that.
No, you know it. Look. You know it's not real. You know it's bigger than that. It's not real. It's like the reverse of Pam Anderson. You know it's not normal, but it's today's real time version of a glamorous woman.
Well, and what about just like, you know, naturally when your team scores, you want to high five, you want to hug the people around you.
Sure.
It's not natural to want to stand there and, you know,
be
give the air five to the person 6 feet away.
Yeah.
It's like watching a game at the library.
Well, the one thing I would hope is that they'd get that damn horn toned down.
The train horn. Yeah.
That drives me crazy. When I hear the train horn, I want to go nuts. I really do.
But it's so symbolic now of the Bills' third down. It's in Madden. When you play in Buffalo in Madden on third down, the train starts going off.
I'm going to have to notice, check, have Nick play it and notice it.
I want to leap in front of a train when I hear it. That's the reaction I have. Let's take a break. We have not heard yet the Cuomo time. I assume he's having one today. If he is, we will cover it as soon as we hear about it. We did hear that Catholic Health System has given the okay to elective surgery in Erie County. So that's good news if you have something that needs to be done. We'll be back after this. Tony, you know how to weld, right?
I used to, yeah.
I could never figure out how come on two pieces of metal you can do one kind of welding and put them together and another kind of welding to take them apart. How can you use the same thing? They're probably not the same thing. How do you do both things?
Well, to cut it, more than likely you're using an oxyacetylene torch, and I believe that that's probably a higher or hotter temperature than when you're welding. When you're welding, you're essentially melting the metal together. When it dries, it's together, and if it's a good weld, there's no way you're going to break it.
That's interesting. Really? Okay, and you're wearing the helmet. For what? So sparks don't fly in your face?
So you don't go blind. It's so bright.
Because it's so bright?
I actually went to the hospital because of that.
You know, I took a welding course, and they said, "What's your object?" I said, I want to be able to look at some of the hosts on WGR, especially the smart ones."
Don't know, look directly at them.
"I want to be able to look at them without harming my eyesight." And they said, "Wow, we don't have that kind of welding. That is true welding.
I would like
That's
to try
called with, the it's called the Schoep metal.
The Schoep metal."
"He's so smart. I want to be able to look at him without blinding myself."
There's one out there. It's called a plasma cutter, and I've seen that on various hot rod shows, and that looks really cool. You could just cut about anything.
Oh, really? I have great admiration for people who know to do who know how to do things.
Yes.
Welding would be one of them. And we're running a commercial if you are a welder. We'll be playing it again, I'm sure. All right, we're asking the questions because we had to dump one right after we set it up because the president changed his mind. Is this the new normal, what we're going through now? And Mother's Day, how are you celebrating it? Because it's Sunday. And do not forget, Mom, just find some way to let her know that you're remembering it. Some people had texted up here on the board that if you were a family and you went to, say, a Bills game, you could sit together. Okay. But look at the time it's going to take to get people into the stadium. And then how do you enforce that? If you and your buddies come and you want to sit together and they come and ask why you're together and you're not, you could say you're all brothers. How do you prove you're a brother? You probably have the same name. I guess that would be one way to do it. But you see how messy this is? As you're walking down an aisle, saying you just scored or something, how do you know the people sitting together and not practicing the social distance aren't in the same family? So it's really difficult. And I think the real test, strangely enough, it's not going to be nursing homes, and it's not going to be hockey games. It's going to be the NFL. If the NFL has to shut down, whoa, what do you think, Tony? What do you think would happen if the NFL had to shut down?
Ultimate depression. This country would just sink emotionally.
Think about it like this. Some group held in as high esteem as the NFL with different family members, Disney. Disney has lost over $1 billion. I heard it this morning. They're opening their one of their Asian parks. They've got parks all over the world. Which one is it?
Shanghai
is opening, I think, this week.
Monday.
Okay. If Disney goes down, look at the reach Disney has, and trying to clean Disney with disinfectant. Are you kidding me? I used as an example earlier. Just one of their premier rides, Pirates of the Caribbean. I can't imagine somebody going in there and disinfecting Pirates of the Caribbean. It's way too intricate. Now, certainly there are lights for everything, and there's probably a way where they clean anyway well before this. But to this level, and then once you clean, how long does it last? Nobody tells you, because they don't know. Let's go to Mary. If anybody knows how to clean that ride, it would be Mary from Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. I'm glad you brought that up because I sit here and I fume every time I see these stupid. You know how you have at the end of your show, you always have a guy say, he always says, "Shut up, you're a bastard. What do you know?"
Yeah.
That's what I think. Every time I hear those people say, they sprayed the whole stadium. For what? What are they spraying those stadiums for now?
And it's, yeah, that's the point. Nobody's using them.
And all this, you know, and the same thing with the stupid governor. The low-keyed, right? The governor sanitized all the subways. Two homeless were found dead in the subway.
Well, Mary, here's something, and I'm not trying to be sacrilegious or anything. Think about trying to spray a church.
Right.
The statuary has all these crevices and the stained glass windows. The way they're not smooth. I mean, I don't understand how they could do anything like that.
Cloth and everything. But getting back to this, you got a good topic here. The new norm. I was, bringing up religion, okay? In the old, in the biblical times, they had lepers, right? And they had to ring a little bell and to warn somebody, they're a leper. I think this is the new leprosy. We're all with these face masks, the new bell that the leper rings. You know, like, oh boy, you go someplace, you got to have a mask on. It stands 6 feet apart. Well, you know what? Yesterday I was shopping. I'll probably get arrested for this, but I was shopping and I met a friend of mine that, you know, we've known each other for over 60 years, okay? And we're talking away in the aisle, and this old guy goes by and he goes, you know, 6 feet apart. And I says, never mind. I says, but
Mary, you wild woman, you.
Listen, not only that, before we parted, I always say, like, you know, I'm not Italian, but I always hug everybody. And that is what, you know, like I said, what you're going to miss the most. Why, you know, the new norm, no hugging, no touching. You know what they're doing? Is they're killing humanity, the human touch. You know, keep in touch. When you see somebody say, keep in touch, or stay in touch, or I'll be seeing you on a stupid device. You know.
Yeah, that's true. They're driving people apart. And I'm thinking if this is the new norm, it's going to be pretty sad because most of the things that we enjoy, we don't want tampered with. And this is such an invasion of everything.
They better.
Everything. And they all connect in together.
This one thing, too, Sandy, they had better think about this new norm, because the schools, the kids are being, you know, taught at home and everything. What kind of effect is this going to have on children? Kids, it's their first year of school, okay? Their first grade, they're going to school the first time and all this stuff, and meeting their friends. Now they're seeing their teacher on a screen, and their mother is aggravated because she can't go to work, and she's got to stay home and work from home. And
think about it. The teacher tells you to draw a picture, so you draw a picture. The teacher isn't able to walk up and down the aisle to look at each individual picture. Instead of picking it up off your desk, looking at it, no, this is nice, Johnny. Well, you know, this and that. That human touch of, hey, the teacher liked my picture today. What do they do now? Walk up and down with a camera? I don't understand. And they're saying that kids are spending no more than an hour and a half on actual schoolwork, which isn't good. We were having problems getting passing grades with a full day, let alone an hour and a half.
Cursive. They could teach them cursive. How are they going to teach them cursive on a stupid computer?
That's a good point, and that should be taught. Thank you. A wild and crazy Mary. Wow, getting out there and shopping. And too bad to you. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. No word yet on the governor.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.